Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
The Burt Show.
Call her a quitter if you want, but we should celebrate her quitting.
I am 6 days in and still crushing dry January. Even though today is the first day I left my house. Anyways.
Are you feeling okay? You still have like feeling in your left eye?
I do. Believe it or not, I actually, it's crazy. When when you don't drink, you're actually more clear-headed and you feel better.
Weird.
I know. So weird.
Was there one moment in December where you're like, okay, I'm doing this in January? Or was this premeditated in like November?
No, it wasn't premeditated in November. However, in December, I was like self-medicating with alcohol. I could totally tell just to get through the holiday season. I was feeling stress. I was feeling grief. I was feeling anxiety. And you know what makes it worse? Alcohol. So that's what I did. And I was joking with a neighbor because we were doing the 12 days of drinking for Christmas. So we were literally drinking every single day, like leading up to Christmas. We're like, screw it. Because it was one of those things like, I'm not going to drink during the week. And then it was like, oh, it's Monday. Let's have a drink because we have to write. There was always a reason, an excuse. And I was just imbibing, and I was imbibing hard. And it wasn't like that, like pouring a drink to have fun. It was pouring a drink to cope,
right?
Is what I was doing.
Right.
And when I realized I was pouring that glass of wine to cope, I was like, something's got to change. So that happened in December. And I was like, all right, I'm going to do dry January. And we're going to go like full bore. I'm like, we're not going to drink. And I think because I knew that, I went in extra hard on New Year's Eve. So my neighbor, we just did like a private dinner with a chef, with some other neighbors. So we didn't do like a huge party, but it was really nice. It was right next door. So all we had to do was walk home. Don't really remember the walk home. Okay. And I went extra hard, and I had such a hellacious hangover all day New Year's Day, which further solidified my decision to do dry January.
Because kids don't care.
No.
They don't care if you're hungover, if mommy's sick.
Oh,
they don't care.
Bart was a single dad all day on New Year's Day. Like, he stepped up huge, and I literally laid in bed all day just binge-watching Squid Game, like Squid Game 2. Like, that's what I did on New Year's Day.
That's what I did when I was hungover, too. Same thing. Same thing.
And so,
because you're watching that going, okay, a headache's not that bad compared to what's going on my screen right now.
Absolutely.
So, and then after that, like, that's you don't bounce back. Once you hit your 40s, you don't really bounce back from a hangover in a day. It actually takes a couple of days before you can shake it.
That sucks, man. It really does.
And so as I'm watching this and stuff just slowly get done around the house and trying to get Christmas decorations down, I'm like, yeah, no, this was the right call. And then last Friday, the U.S. Surgeon General comes out and says cancer risk increases with the number of drinks. Now, you got to take that with a grain of salt, and you have to read the research on it because, you know, everybody, it's so funny how somebody telling you if you drink, you're going to get cancer, and everybody starts trying to find loopholes and just like, is that actually true? Like, does that mean I can't have a glass of nice wine with my dinner now?
So, or can I go back to smoking cigarettes?
Yeah.
What if I take shots?
But I mean, the Surgeon General came out and I mean, basically said they want warning labels put on alcohol, letting people know that you are increasing your chances of cancer if you drink.
That really struck home for me because I decided when you brought it up that I would also do dry January, and I'm still on it because I was also self-medicating with alcohol. And then when I saw that pop up, and I'm envisioning like on cigarette boxes, like that big black and white label that's like warning, and that's what he wants on alcohol bottles. And I'm like, oh, this is real. This is actually very serious.
And so, of course I'm reading that and I'm like, well, the Surgeon General says I should stick to this. I should probably stick to this. So, but again, what I have caught myself doing is making sure that I'm not in any kind of social setting where alcohol is going to be a temptation.
Like your house?
Yeah.
No. That was the problem. Yep. And there are like three bottles of wine there that have not been cracked open since January 1st. But like a neighbor invited me over to have a drink. And I think it was on Friday. And I was like, I'm not feeling good. Yeah. And I mean, truthfully, I wasn't feeling good. And I have been a little under the weather. But I knew deep down the reason why I wasn't going is because I didn't want to put that temptation in front of me, which I also think speaks volumes of where I am with my relationship with alcohol, that I can't go over to a neighbor's house and just sit there and have a conversation without feeling the temptation of having a drink. Probably need to reevaluate my relationship with alcohol a little bit. So I'm really determined to get through January dry. And if I go through January dry, no joke, I'm going to try to do February as well.
I feel like you and I have sort of been, mine was a little bit more drastic than yours, but on the same path of like weaning off of alcohol. And as many times as I tried and I failed, really, you're on this very same trip in that you just realize at the end of the day that it hurts too much. Yeah. Like it interrupts your sleep. Mm-hmm. Your kids don't care when you wake up in the morning and you're hungover. And at some point or another, you don't even really make the conscious decision. Alcohol just doesn't seem as fun as it used to be, and you just don't dig the buzz as much. You're on your way.
Yeah. And hey, even the youngins are getting in on it, aren't you, Jackson?
Yeah. I feel like I was swindled into this, honestly. when you had brought this up, you know, in December, I was like, no way, no chance. Like, I was scoffing at it.
I know. I went around the room and asked everybody, who wants to join me? And literally, I felt like I was the guy going straight, like Will Ferrell going streaking in Old School. And finally, Cassie's like, I'll do it with you from the back.
Yeah, and then I don't know. I was like in the middle of a conversation with my girlfriend and someone else, and then it just kind of came up like, oh, we should try maybe do dry January, and then all of a sudden, like that was the plan, and that's what we were doing. And I've got to admit, when you're talking about all this stuff, it's like looking into a mirror. It's like I've absolutely had to kind of reevaluate how I view alcohol. My drinking a lot of times is out of boredom and not coping. It's just like, well, there's nothing. You know, why not just pour a glass of something and you know when the day is over. And so, you know, it's kind of been a tough pill to swallow, but I will say I've been trying to make a plea for a moist January.
It's
humid.
I'm sticking with moist. It's a moist January where I get one day a week, which would be a major improvement. I don't think I need to operate in as much of an extreme, you know, just for my own sanity.
I think that's smart because a lot of people will say that once you make it like you're not allowed to have it at all of a sudden, and the craving for it is way more. So if you give yourself some grace and say, oh, I have one or two, it doesn't seem as bad.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. And so I'm trying to just reevaluate my entire way that I'm thinking about drinking. And what better way to start than, you know, the start of the new year and January?
Yeah, I think your guys' generation has been way ahead of this here. You're seeing, you know, bar owners and club owners have been complaining about this now for years, that people in their 20s just aren't drinking as much as they used to because they're realizing how bad it is for your health. And it's also expensive and the economy kind of sucks.
Well, I think it's just because we have so much access to information. Like, I'm sure there weren't articles going around 30, 20 years ago saying like, this is going to cause cancer. And so I think because we have so much knowledge as to how this really does affect you, it does affect your sleep and can affect your health moving forward, that every time you pick up a glass of wine, there's that little voice in your head that says, maybe you shouldn't do this. And then I ignore it because then I'll drink it.
In the 90s, they were publishing articles like, heart health, have a glass of wine, red wine, every single day. Right. It'll be good for your health.
Right. Remember, back in the day, they were telling us cigarettes were good for us also, right?
Yeah.
All right, it's The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.